hours now, yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I forgot about the time change myself.
Oh, no. Well, I'm glad to have you here. I'm here with my friend Christine Wong, who loves Las Vegas as well. And
hi, Christine.
Aloha, Scott.
Well, we were just talking about how wonderful Las Vegas has brilliantly marketed themselves to become an entertainment city. You don't think of Las Vegas pretty much anymore of just going and gambling. You think of it for entertainment. You think of it for sports. You think of it for many exciting things. And I guess that's part of your job, isn't it, Scott?
Absolutely. Las Vegas has done a great job in trying to diversify our offerings to, you know, attract more and more visitors, or even get the visitors that have been here before to keep wanting to come back. We try to give them something new each and every time.
Well, I noticed that you've got a couple of huge things. I called you because I'm so excited about going to the MGM Grand. I'm coming in on the 28th, and a lot of people are also from the entertainment business, in the music business. But you're also doing a couple of big events coming up. You've got the NFL Draft on the main stage coming up, I think, next, don't you?
Well, pardon me, Cindy. Actually, next we have, this weekend is a very exciting weekend. It's called, we call it Ultimate Sports Weekend. We have the NFL Pro Bowl that's happening on Sunday. Mm-hmm. We have the NHL All-Star Game. And then we also have the East-West Shrine Bowl. So we have college and professional sports all culminating into one big weekend this weekend. We have NASCAR coming up in March. We have the NFL Draft at the in April. So, yes, very exciting. And the best part about the NFL Draft is, one, this is the first time it's been in Vegas, and so we have some really cool things in store, and it's open to the public. It is free events over about 3 days, I believe, that, you know, people can just come out. They're actually going to float a stage on the Bellagio Fountain, and that's where they're going to
really?
Be doing the draft picks.
See, now that's, yes. that's entertainment. That's entertainment.
Are they turning off the fountains, I hope?
I hope that the fountains will actually be going on in the background, actually.
Oh, okay.
They can use the front part.
Oh.
It's kind of how the schematics have looked. Yeah. So on Las Vegas Boulevard, you can actually spectate right out in front.
Wow.
You know, if you want to go and get a meal, there's some great restaurants nearby, like one of the very popular people watching ones, Mon Ami Gabia, Paris. There is the Eiffel Tower, which is a little more elevated. Lord knows there could be a lot of viewing points and VIP seating areas there as well. But on the street level, there it is absolutely free for the public. And then they have a whole festival ground outside behind Caesars Entertainment, one of the NFL sponsors. The high roller wheel back there, they have a bunch of different activities planned all day over the course of the event.
A draft red carpet is going to be happening with prospects ferried to and from the stage via the boat on the famed Fountain of Bellagio. That's amazing. Now, that's something to watch. My gosh, that's brilliant. I don't know who thought of that, but that. Tell me about the team that do come up with these amazing events and doing them all out over the top. Who does that?
You know, it's a collaboration between all of our supporters. So we have someone on our team, Lisa, who does a phenomenal job at attracting these events, working with our sports teams, our marketing arm, which is R&R Partners, and then, you know, the NFL themselves, you know, they want to provide a great customer experience, and we know that Las Vegas can deliver on it, and that's how this comes about.
Well, and of course, I love music, and, you know, I grew up in Hollywood in Los Angeles, where it was like one of the great places for music. And now, truthfully, Las Vegas has much more going on with music and much bigger names than Los Angeles does.
Well, we certainly try to have them shine, the names that we do have, shine a little brighter just to make sure that people know that they're here. But I think one of the most popular ones or the most sought after is Adele. She announced the residency here.
Oh, yes.
But let's not forget, you know, Celine Dion kind of in the last 20 years kind of modernized that. You know, in the past we've had Elvis, we've had Frank Sinatra as residents here, but you know, with all these newer known celebrities, Adele, Michael Bublé, John Legend, those are some of the new ones that are announced this year. But just recently we had Carrie Underwood that opened the theater at our newest resort, Resorts World, on the Las Vegas Strip. Katy Perry just had a nice run and extended, just added new dates on. So a lot of exciting new artists. And Luke Bryan will be performing this month at Resorts World, actually.
And you told me Lady Gaga, too.
And Lady Gaga just announced she'll be back. So, she was with us at the Park MGM's Dolby Live, the theater there. So the former Park Theater is now Dolby Live Theater. That's where Bruno Mars and is it Silk Sonic's going to be playing this spring as well. And then Lady Gaga will be layering in there as well. So very excited to welcome her back.
Don't you have a big rock festival going on today as well? Isn't there some big event going on today?
I'm not even familiar with what's going on.
I found it at your site. I was like, wow, that's happening. This whole rock festival is actually happening on the main street today. I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. I told you my son-in-law works in sound and setups, and he works at a lot of these things. So, and when and I have to say, it was a hard couple of years because there wasn't that entertainment. It was so hard for people like you and people you know in the industry. For what, a year and a half? About, was everything was pretty much shut down there?
I wouldn't say the word shut down. We've actually been very lucky that we've been open since June of 2020. We've been able to deliver on some of those Only Vegas experiences that people have come to know and love about Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're seeing things come back bigger and better as they were, just mm-hmm. a year and a half, actually nearly 2 years ago, before all this kind of took a slowdown. But we've been very lucky and fortunate that we've had the support of our government, the industry, and then obviously the visitors alone are coming in. One of our biggest supporters, we cannot forget the Hawaiian market, Maui especially.
Yes, 9,000?
We have direct flights now, and, it's just fabulous. So we really appreciate all the support that the Hawaiian Islands have provided for us. Well, here in the Ninth Island, of course.
Of course, and I was just telling you, Kalani Pea played a couple sold-out shows there. He was so excited, and the audience there is so wonderful. They're so happy to see their people coming and playing there. We're doing a local show here that's an amazingly created on here called Greater Ahi. It's actually Ahi Rap. It's based on Greater Tuna. I said, you should take this to Las Vegas. They would eat it up. They'd love it. It's a wonderful, humorous show about, Hawaiian people and how unique they are. So, this is something I think that has been brilliant. I've loved seeing the whole field open up for entertainment. And I have to say, the Allegiant Stadium, what a huge, I haven't been there yet. You were there, right?
And Scott, let me tell you, I have to give a shout out to the oldies, because in November, my husband and I, we went, first we were supposed to see Celine Dion on Tuesday night. However, she had to cancel her show. Then Wednesday night, we saw Earth, Wind, and Fire at the Venetian, and they were phenomenal, incredible. Philip Bailey, his voice was perfection. And then we went to Allegiant Stadium to see the Raiders, and we ended up staying at the Delano, the Bellagio, and the MGM. And it was fabulous.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been there.
You have to see so many different resorts.
Well, I have to tell you the true reason why. American Express Platinum has this fine hotels and resorts. And if you book two nights or more, you get breakfast, you get a credit, you get, upgrade if available. And we wanted to experience the different hotels. And the Delano, is that the way to pronounce it? Delano, which is right by Mandalay Bay?
Yes, exactly.
That was...
It's named after Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yes, the rooms were massive. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Built as an all-suite property.
Oh, yes. So we really enjoyed that. And then, of course, the Bellagio, and...
Well, I wasn't aware the MGM Grand is the largest hotel. Because I'm going there and I didn't realize it was that big. What did you tell me? The MGM Grand is one of the largest hotels in the United States?
It's the largest single-structure hotel, yes. And it has 5,000 rooms, over 5,000 rooms.
Wow.
Don't get lost, Cindy.
Oh, wow. That's huge. Of course, the Grammys...
But with...
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and even with that, even being the largest single structure hotel, they have different experiences within. So if you're looking for a more elevated, more intimate luxury experience, they have Skyloft, which is located on the top floors of the massive structure itself. So you can have a more curated and intimate setting within masses, and then yet have access to all of the amenities, the restaurants, the large casino floor, the nightlife, and not to mention being attached to the Grand Garden Arena where the Grammys will be.
That's why it's sold out. All the musicians are going to be staying there. That's going to be Party Central, I can tell you. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be staying in the tower. The tower. And I've got a nice room. And I just have to say, boy, it filled up really fast for having that many rooms. Because, as soon as the Grammys announced they were going to be there at the MGM Grand, it became a big deal. And I'm thrilled to be there. I really am. Because so many of my friends are going to be there. And I'm also looking forward to all the different restaurants. I mean, you were telling me about one he mentioned, too. Is it called, what was it called, Emeralds?
Yes.
Emeralds.
At MGM?
Yeah.
And Emerald Lagasse's restaurant. Oh, my gosh. We just absolutely loved it. We had dinner there twice.
Yeah. He said Wolfgang Puck's has his restaurant. Did you eat there at the Wolfgang's?
No.
Oh, okay. No, there's Wolfgang's. And so it's going to be quite an amazing gathering. And I haven't been to Las Vegas in a few years, and it's going to be a whole different world. I am just thrilled. Is there one central site people can find out? Can you direct them where to go to find out all the entertainment and what is going on with the sports and everything there in Las Vegas?
Absolutely. It's visitlasvegas.com. And on that website, you can find all the information. And even if you're interested in some of our Vegas smart protocols if you need a test to get back to Hawaii, we have locations for that as well. So visitlasvegas.com is your one-stop resource. And you can just enter in the dates and when you're going to be in town, and you can see all the dates filter out on what's happening around the time that you're going to be coming.
That's visitlasvegas.com. Right?
That is correct, yes.
Because I'm going to be checking that out.
Yes.
You mentioned the Amex benefits. Did you have a chance to check out the Amex Lounge that is in the D Gates near the Hawaiian Airlines Gate?
Yes.
In Las Vegas?
Yes, the Centurion Lounge.
Yes.
In fact, I tell you, that's one of the reasons I have the card, because, I mean, the food is just fabulous, and it's just so relaxing, and it's kind of, it takes the sting away of leaving Las Vegas by going to the lounge before you get on the plane.
Yeah, well, Scott, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Las Vegas. I'll bring a little tape recorder, or actually it's digital recorder, we don't do tape anymore. I'm showing my age, and we'll have a chance to catch up, and I'm looking forward to my trip, and I thank you for being so kind and taking the time to call in and tell us about what the changing face of Las Vegas and how successfully it's been remarketed, and how beautifully you've thought about how to bring it to more people. You've done a great job, and I thank you so very much for your time and your input on that.
Cindy, thank you so much for having me on the show, and love talking about Las Vegas, so happy to be back anytime.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.